Chelsea Supporters Trust objects to proposed gambling sponsor. The Chelsea Supporters Trust, CST, a representative body for supporters of Chelsea FC, have announced their public opposition to the potential sponsorship of the football club by Stake.com, the gaming operator. Chelsea, one of the big clubs in the English Premier League, is looking for a new sponsor as its current deal with mobile operator Three comes to an end shortly. The club had planned to partner with Paramount Plus in a new sponsorship deal, however, that move has been blocked by the Premier League on the grounds of a conflict of interests regarding media issues. These events have led to Chelsea considering a shirt sponsorship deal with Stake.com. The CST has conducted some research into the attitude of supporters regarding the use of gambling companies as the main shirt sponsor of the football club. The results showed that more than 77% of supporters have concerns about the harm that gambling can cause some people and believe that betting firms should not have their logos emblazoned across the front of a football team shirt. Shirt sponsorship by gambling operators is due to be phased out in the Premier League by the 2025-26 season, and it seems the Supporters Trust cannot understand why Chelsea would look to pursue a new sponsorship deal with a live casino or a gaming company when the trend is to eradicate all gambling sponsorship from the league within 3 seasons. Quote, "The Chelsea Supporters Trust does not believe that it is in the best interests of our members for Chelsea Football Club to associate with an online casino and betting company as the primary shirt sponsor," CST member Chelsea Supporters Trust, "in an era where all the stakeholders in the sports betting industry have responsible gambling high on the agenda, the Chelsea Foundation, which is the charitable arm of the football club, has been running a campaign on raising awareness of mental health issues. The CST believes this is at odds with the promotion of gambling, which can cause mental health issues for some problem gamblers."